causal interpretability. What do you think has changed? Nothing. It's just another statistical model. The rules for causal interpretability are exactly the same as they always have been. Did you give me a true experiment with no confounds? We're good. Anything else? Let's talk about the associations you have brought us. For example, those who do the on-web exam prep will perform better than those on the on-paper. Perform better. All right, perform better. I can turn that into a proportional statement. Look at that p-value, retain or reject the null. Reject. I've got a pattern of data. Does this pattern of data look like on web will be better than on paper? On web? Oh, wait, I probably wrote it down. On web is 37 out of 51. On paper is 11 out of 54. Looks good to me. Now, before taking the test, students were asked whether they had chosen to complete the on web or the on paper. Is that an experiment or non-experiment?
Non-experiment.
Is it causally interpretable?
No.
Can we say anything? Yeah, we could say there's an association. No, just shit's related. P's less than 0.05. Stuff's related. Do we know why? No. It could be that smarter people chose the web.
Or they're all.
Stop it. Some confounds are just impolite. And if they were all cheating, we still have an IQ index here. Look at a p-value. Retain or reject the null. Is there a relationship between the variables based on our decision?
No.
Heh. So what about support for the research hypothesis?
No.
Because this slightly bigger than that and this slightly bigger than that isn't bigger enough to count on. We decided to retain the null, so we treat this as a null pattern. Students in the morning lab were randomly assigned to complete the on web. Those in the afternoon section completed the on paper. We made sure they did everything right. We gave them the test. Do we have proper random assignment of individuals?
No.
No, what do we have? Group. Random assignment of groups. Always be watching for this in educational efforts and applied things out in the real world. It's a pain in the ass to have people who are usually in a unit be randomly assigned to different treatments, especially if that treatment lasts more than the time between bathroom breaks. So we have a non-experiment. We do not have causal interpretability. Can we say anything?
Yes.
We can make an associative statement. You're a precursor kind of guy, aren't you? Stop that. What can we say? We can say that there's no evidence of an association of a relationship between how they studied and whether or not they passed in these data. Now, how we feel about that is going to depend upon what we think these data represent. Go to the method section. Figure out where the data came from and decide whether you trust that null or not. All right, more of those who do the on web will pass, and more of those who do the on paper will fail. Now we're talking about a pattern type research hypothesis. Hypothesizing a stronger relationship, but a higher standard to fully be supported. Look at the p-value. Retain or reject the null.
Reject.
Do we have a pattern of data?
Yes.
Does that pattern of data fully, partially, or not support the research hypothesis?
Partially.
That's believably bigger than that. Here's where it gets ugly. That's not believably bigger than that. How big does it have to be believably different? Wow. I can't help you. There is no agreed upon statistical follow-up for a contingency table chi-square. You have to argue. You have to present evidence. You have to say, well, I don't know, it's two more. And someone else will go, it's two more. And some third person will say, do you have any better data? Okay? We don't have a hook out of this. Now, this may be one of the challenges to chi-square, is because sometimes you end up with an effect that you're only really sure about part of the pattern and not the whole pattern. When that happens, go get more data. But this is an example, this is our first real example, of not being able to have a statistical solution to a statistical problem. Half of the students in the Tuesday-Thursday AM lab were randomly assigned to the on-web. The other half completed the on-paper. They were monitored to ensure it was graded pass-fail. Do we have a true experiment? Yeah. We randomly assigned. We manipulated. We made sure that everybody was doing what they were supposed to. We have an experimental design and a causal interpretation. The causal interpretation is not complete support of the research hypothesis. The causal statement would be there is a causal relationship between how you practice and how well you perform. The pattern of that data is that the web people had a majority who passed, the paper people had a split of those who passed and failed. And that's as far as you can push the statement about this data set.